This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Shopify's already taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing at your retail store? Give your point of sale system a serious upgrade with Shopify. That's right. Shopify is the sound of selling everywhere. Online, in-store, on social media, and beyond. With Shopify, you get a powerhouse selling partner that effortlessly unites your in-person and online sales into one source of truth. Track every sale across your business in one place and know exactly what's in stock. With Shopify POS, you can accept credit cards, mobile payments, and every other major payment method, all with low fees and transparent pricing, starting on day one. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Do retail right with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/MLB podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/MLB podcast to take your retail business to the next level today. Shopify.com/MLB podcast.
Zippity doo dah, dibbity a. Ready?
We're going streaky! Yeah!
Keep it rolling. Best thing to do when you got a hitting streak.
Only one guy did it more than me. That's Joe DiMaggio.
So this is Beat the Streak Daily. It's Tuesday, the 21st of June. We're going to lead with a highlight of an out on a hitting podcast. How is that possible? Well, it's also a bases clearing double.
Line to the center field. He ripped it. And look at this ball go to the wall. He wants three. Look at him fly. He is out at third. But he picks up three runs batted in on an absolute missile to center.
Man, this kid, O'Neal Cruz, the young pirate, could you show a few more tools in the big league debut, please? He scored from third with absurd speed on a short sacrifice fly. Then he threw out a runner from short with a throw at 96.7 miles per hour, the fastest throw in the game to that point, including the starting pitchers. And then he hit that crazy low-line drive that reached the wall, drove in three, and knocked out Caleb Killian, the young Cubs starter. Pirates fans given a big, beautiful cookie of a prospect last night. Good for them.
Pirates fans haven't had anything to root for in like a decade.
I know. This is like the best night the Pirates have had in 4 or 5 years. Of course, at the Cubs' expense. It is Beat the Streak Daily, Inside the Hits, right here. I am Matt Spiegel. That is Ryan Porth. Frankly, we're still recovering from the Manny calamity, the Manny catastrophe, the Machado shit show, where the top 10 streakers all went down on Sunday because Manny Machado got hurt on his first at-bat and left the game. We've never seen anything like it, or so we thought. We asked Greg Clayman, the man upstairs. Yes, the man upstairs, Greg Clayman, the guy who invented the game, if he'd ever seen anything like it. He said, yes, one time DJ LeMahieu got hurt after one at-bat and took out the leader at 49, just seven off the pace. And then also a long time ago, Derek Jeter once didn't play but pinch hit and went 0-for-1. That's how long the game has been around, is that Derek Jeter was playing, not then, you know, running the Marlins and or quitting the Marlins or starting the Players Tribune. That's how old Beat the Streak is.
I wonder if Cal Ripken Jr. ever ended someone's Beat the Streak back in the day. No, wait, never mind.
Yeah, no, it's possible. Is it possible 20 years? No, I don't think it's possible. Let's take a look at the state of the streak as we do every morning right here on the podcast. 10 streakers in the 30s. Someone will perhaps emerge to tangle with 40-plus. That season high belongs to Kyle Schelotis, 26, who had his 45 broken by the Machado shit show. A lot of Boston hitters getting it done yesterday. Six different Red Sox with hits, including J.D. Martinez, Alex Verdugo, and the hit leader in all of Major League Baseball.
Oh, launched. Wicked line drive. That one gets to the warning track and will bring in a run. Duran in to score, and Rafael is RBI number 43. He hit an absolute seed out there.
So Devers, very, very heavily picked among the top streakers, including LAD fan 1025, who had Verdugo and Devers. In fact, Rafael Devers was the second most selected player in Beat the Streak, and he's got 89 hits. He's got a 330 average mixed with a 6% walk rate. That's why he's picked so often and Beat the Streak, and with good reason. Other guys like that, Starling Marte of the Mets, CJ Cron of the Rockies, and Luis Robert of the White Sox, who homered last night. These are all dudes to target. A couple of streakers in the 30s went down as they both went with double downs, one Red Sox hitter and one non. Paul Goldschmidt, hitless, the number one most selected player yesterday. Vlad Guerrero Jr. of the Jays, hitless, and that was costly.
Wait a minute. Paul Goldschmidt was the most selected player yesterday. Corbin Burns was on the mound for the Brewers.
Yeah, you're right. So that means that some people just not looking at the matchup, just kind of going basics on that.
I guess.
Yeah. Pay more attention, folks. Corbin Burns is good. Beat the Streak stalwart returned with a flourish last night. Tim Anderson back atop the White Sox. Lineup, couple of hits for him. 21 hits in the White Sox Blue Jays game, including 13 for the Sox, 4 for Andrew Vaughn.
Andrew Vaughn pumps this to center field, a long way to go for Springer. Tim Anderson on his way home, and that is the beginning you love to have with Tim back in the lineup. It's 1-0 Sox.
Last 15 days, the White Sox are number one as a team in batting average in all of MLB. Third in total hits, third in runs. The offense has indeed heated up. And Andrew Vaughn's hitting 330. Maybe Tony La Russa won't bat him ninth. Just a thought, just an idle thought. A former Cub is slugging as a Yankee.
2-2. High drive, right field. There it goes. See ya. A long home run for Rizzo.
Anthony Rizzo hitting just 238, but if he homers every day, well, that works and Beat the Streak just fine. Had a crazy active home run-filled week for Anthony Rizzo. Our pick segment is coming up. My Daily Double A, the fourth pick, the Daily Stay Away, and more. Keep it right here on Beat the Streak Daily, Inside the Hits. It's a fully packed Tuesday. I'd avoid Tampa. They get nasty Nestor Cortez a day after nearly being no-hit by Garrett Cole. My guy G-Man Choi did not get a hit against the guy he usually does, Garrett Cole. Did get one of the walks, though. The White Sox are a good play tonight. I told you they've been hot. Kevin Gausman actually has given up a ton of hits this year, even with the great stuff. 10 hits per 9 innings for Gausman. That's right there with his teammate Jose Berríos, Kyle Hendricks, and like 3 different Colorado Rockies. Every episode of the pod, we give you a daily stay away. Skip the Reds. Sorry, Ryan Porth. Tony Gonsolin in his last 30 days, a whip of less than 0.6 in 30.1 innings. He's allowed just 13 hits. That is outrageous, so stay away.
You stay away, I stay away.
You should always stay away from the Cincinnati Reds.
That's advice to live on right there from Ryan Porth. Ryan, before I do my daily double A, you are 7 in a row, right?
I'm going for 7 tonight. 7 in a row with the fourth pick.
Going for 7 in a row with the fourth pick. Give it to people right now. Go ahead. What you got? What you got?
All right, the fourth pick, going with Yordan Alvarez tonight. He is hitting 455 in his last 18 games this season, according to Baseball Savant. Alvarez is mashing against fastballs and sliders. Trevor Williams, who starts tonight for the Mets, throws his fastball and slider more than any other pitches in his arsenal. Williams has also given up 22 hits and 20 innings on the road this season. Tonight's game between the Mets and Astros is in Houston, and Alvarez is hitting 343 against right-handed pitching this season with an OPS over 1,100. I will take him tonight. I also considered Kyle Tucker, who has a hit in 16 of his last 17 games for the Astros.
Maybe we should be following suit from our leaders of late who go for two hitters with a good matchup on the same team. Why don't you double down with Yordan and Kyle Tucker? That's free advice from me, Matt Spiegel, host of Beat the Streak Daily. Time now for my daily double A. Yesterday, I went with the landscaper, Jake Cronenworth, and he kept on raking.
High drive, deep right field. That's headed to the crown zone. Gone, a home run for Jake Cronenworth. One swing of the bat, game's tied 1-1.
Oh, God. The landscaper, the raking, the Crone zone. Who's he facing? I don't even care. It's my anecdotal pick. I'm going with Jake Cronenworth. Analytical pick? I mentioned Kevin Gausman gives up Knox for the Jays. Andrew Vaughn just had four of them. He's up to 330. He's red hot. I go Andrew Vaughn, and I go Jake Cronenworth with the Daily Double A. We like to take a look at what the elite users are doing, the sneak peek that we get a chance to see by 7 a.m. in the morning. Today, they like Trey Turner. 43.75% go with Trey Turner of the Dodgers against the Reds. Freddie Freeman is right there at number two. Subscribe now, please, to Beat the Streak Daily Inside the Hits. Wherever you get your podcasts, play Beat the Streak every day of the MLB season within the MLB Play app for your chance to win $5.6 million. Beat the Streak Daily Inside the Hits drops every weekday of the season and is a production of Odyssey in partnership with Major League Baseball. Matt Spiegel and Ryan Porth saying that we hope your guys continue, or at least start, to hit them where they ain't.
Woo! We're streaking!